Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. You're on with Green Diva Meg, Green Diva Mizar.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, Green Divas. It's Green Dude Ed Schwartz.
Ed Schwartz.
Yep, we're all having a good time, and we have Green Diva Gina.
Hi, everybody.
There she is. And we're going to try to incorporate her into the show this week a little bit more. She's helping us out from her radio show, Eco Radio.
Drew University, Madison, New Jersey. She does it with her co-host. What's her name, Shannon?
Shanna.
So,
yeah.
Good. And you
we're
know what? She's
thrilled to have her.
Oh, absolutely. Perfect. So I think that's right. I think when you said spring, I think that's why I realized. First of all, I'm coming off a three-day migraine, so I've been prostrate with ice on my head for 3 days. So, and I think that today, I'm like whacked out because I've got to get all the jelly beans out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been, you know.
So we ought to have fun today.
All right.
We have a big shoe. We have a big shoe.
A really big shoe.
Well, so I'll just give you the rundown on what's coming up today. And we have a special, instead of our regular Green Diva correspondent report, we have Elise Jones, who's sort of filling in as a Green Diva correspondent. And she's with Green is Universal, which is an NBC Universal. It's sort of their sustainability
initiative. Yeah.
And they've always got some fun programs.
Let me tell you, apart from, I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I am a Today Show person. I put it on in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I pay attention for the first 25 minutes when
Do you watch Hoda and Kathy Lee?
Well, they're funny.
Aren't they great?
Their chemistry is funny. I mean, I'm working, so I'm not watching. But if something piques my interest, I'll look over and I'll pay attention. Right. Like, I know what's happening. Hoda adopted a dog. Willie Geist is on vacation. I mean, I know those things.
Yeah.
But like what happens day to day on the show, I can't tell you for sure. But I will tell you, and I emailed you this morning. Am I allowed to say this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I will tell you that I've been doing green for such a long time. And when I first started...
It is irritating, isn't it?
It is irritating. I've been doing it for a long time. And if only I had known then... Right? When I used to anchor news, and I used to say, oh, let's do a segment on how we can do crafts using this and how we can do this to make it less wasteful. And I called it less wasteful.
Right.
So as much as I enjoy, they have a segment on now. And who else does it? What's her name? Punky Brewster. What's her name?
Seriously? I have no idea.
Seriously, no idea. What's the name of the gal who plays...
Well, but I get your point.
Okay, so
it's
now they're doing...
To
it's irritating to watch all of these green segments, and I'm thinking, dadgummit, I should be there.
I know, me too.
The little cute bunny napkins that they folded this year, I did that 2 years ago. Maybe even three. I have pictures to prove it.
But wait a minute. We will be there, whether it's on the Today Show. We're going to have our own show,
sister.
Oh,
I know we are. And so
we're just going
to put all these ideas into our basket and then spew them back out.
But Elise is doing a wonderful job with them with their green initiative.
Yes.
And she's really all about the social media and the digital thing. And she's run some fun Twitter parties. Hello.
Yeah.
And anyway, so she's going to tell us about their latest initiative, which is, you know.
One small act.
Well,
the
latest initiative is related to One Small Act, of course. It's all related. Where the heck are my notes? Hello, the right one. We're all in this together.
Yes.
Campaign. It's this the Earth Day campaign for this year.
Yes, and it's and this One Small Act thing. It kind of leading up to it, is it not? I mean, because I put that app on my phone, and it's really cool. And I urge everybody to do this on their smartphone. Download this app, and then you can see what you've done and what you can do to be a little bit more sustainable or a lot more sustainable and to shrink your carbon footprint.
And segueing at, I just want to give a rundown on what we're doing today when we're talking about apps and electronics, because Eco Ed is going to do a Green Dude segment on e-waste. Because I saw something today that just outraged me, and I immediately wrote to Ed, said, can we talk about this on the G-Dude segment?
Yeah.
Because there was an image about planned obsolescence and like the thousands and thousands and thousands.
I have a story about that too, which I'll share later.
It'll be an interesting segment, and I'll also segue right back to what we were speaking about, because it's interesting that everyone can do something, and you don't have to change the world. You don't have to live in a snow cave or a little tent in someone's backyard.
Wear burlap sacks and no
How
shoes.
How did you know that's where I live?
Well, I know that you're green to the core. No, but everyone can do something, and if everyone starts, it's really neat what they can do, the impact it can have. And once you get thousands or millions of people doing one little thing, it's amazing how quickly it adds up to help the planet.
My big goal, this is my big goal, mm-hmm. is to save the polar bear.
Really?
That's when I do these things.
You've got the polar bear in your mind.
I do. Because and that's a whole discussion for a whole other day.
But what about the Easter Bunny?
Peter Cottontail's hanging in over there, as a matter of fact.
I got plenty of Peter Cottontails in my yard. As a matter of fact, they're nibbling off the heads of all our flowers.
I know.
Mrs. Eco-Ed's not too happy.
I wouldn't be too happy either. But except to know that the bunnies are healthy and happy and eating good nutritious
They're eating
food.
Organic flowers out of your garden. Now, Green Diva Mizar is going to do a DIY upcycling segment today for Easter. She's got a couple of really cute things going on.
Yeah, and Gina's going to join me because she took the initiative to look for herself as well. So we're just going to ping pong back and forth and talk
then,
about stuff.
And then our feature interview, finally, because I have tried to get Beth. She's very busy. Beth Terry, the author of My Plastic Free Life. She
so
is
cool.
really a wonderful advocate for
plastic-free.
I don't know that I'm ever going to remove plastic from my life. I mean,
Megan,
for a million reasons.
Let me tell you something.
Look at the studio. We couldn't do it.
You simply cannot do it.
No, you can't.
You cannot do it.
But I think it's a really noble and an important act to become aware and be more conscious of how we use this resource. Because it is like a resource,
it
right?
It is, abuse the resource.
We do.
And
we
now,
do.
In turn, we are abusing the planet.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And that's what it is.
The statistics are horrifying.
It is horrifying. You get up and you go to the bathroom in the morning.
What? We all do, yes.
Well, some of us can hold it longer, but unfortunately not my case. That having been said, because I'm also in that room at 2 o'clock in the morning, thank you very much.
And 4.
Well, yeah, that's been known to happen, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is it any wonder I'm sleep-deprived? All right, listen, Megan. No, you go into... If you just do this as a sort of an exercise, when you go into the bathroom in the morning, or whenever...
Yeah.
Look around as you're standing there and see how much plastic is there in front of you.
Oh, yeah. You can do it in any room. Look, I was just looking at our equipment.
Yeah.
We couldn't do this radio show if it weren't for plastic. It wouldn't be happening.
No,
it's
we
a
would
miracle
have
material, but again, you have to watch out. There was a neat little kid I shouted out about on my Twitter account this week. He's now 19 years old, but when he was 17, he started invention of this device that can go through the oceans and clean up floating plastic debris.
That's so interesting.
It's amazing. It's a really neat system.
It's actually very well thought out. It's an innovative way of trying to pick up all that.
Wow.
Can it work on that giant, like, Texas-sized
Gyre? The Gyre.
Yeah, people don't know what she's talking about. There
it's
is
the
a
Pacific
huge
Ocean
Pacific Gyre where it's bigger than the state of Texas.
It's
if
ridiculous.
You can even imagine that.
It's floating plastic garbage, folks.
Yeah, it's an island. I mean, you know.
It is. Yeah. It is, technically.
So is this adapted at, will it begin to work on that?
Yes, this was developed specifically for that type of usage.
Wow.
So yes, it'll be used first closer to the shorelines, and if all goes well, they can put it out in there.
So who snapped him up? Stanford, Harvard, Princeton, MIT?
Google, somebody?
I think it was Stanford.
Is it Stanford? Well, it has to be one of the big colleges.
Would you send that link to Gina, who's putting together the post notes, so we can kind of...
Sure thing. Love to give him recognition for accomplishing something so
well. Is he a Jersey guy? Where's he from?
A Jersey boy.
No, it's not from Jersey.
Oh, okay, okay.
Not sure where he's
from. The way you were talking, Ed, you said he's 19, but he was 17. It almost sounded like you knew him personally.
No, I just read about him.
Okay. That's fine. That is brilliant. I miss that one, but that's brilliant because I constantly talk about the Pacific Ocean Gyre, constantly. So it's one of those things that if people are not aware, the ocean currents along the Pacific Rim, all around the countries on that side of the world, have created, but you know what, too, Megan and Ed, there is another one, and that is Atlantic Gyre. And there's another floating garbage patch in the North Atlantic.
So wait a minute. So we now have ice islands, like these, you know, the glaciers are breaking off and creating these massive islands that are, and now we have they're going to collide with the garbage.
Just make sure Titanic isn't in the neighborhood.
It's like Seinfeld, where everything evens out. The ice caps melt, and hey, now we have these floating plastics.
The pencil that he throws it out. That was so funny.
What were we talking about?
It's a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, Seinfeld!
So where everything evens out.
Yeah.
Right?
So as the ice caps melt, we get these giant floating plastic islands.
You know what, Ed? I used That's to go so to bed wrong. So Could early be. Because I was anchoring morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any Seinfeld. And
I saw all the reruns. I never watched it when it was
Watched it, and I'll never go back and see the reruns because I don't watch that much television anymore. You know, it's one of those things. Okay. So when somebody makes a joke in reference to, I'm like so out of the loop. I'm like such a, I am like, it's like, I'm the nerd standing in the corner not getting it. It's, like, really sad for me.
The sad part is people talk about these shows, and I don't watch much TV, but when I do, it's usually, like, National Geographic Channel, things like that.
I know.
Those things that bored us to tears when we were kids.
Oh, no. I grew up watching Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Marlon Perkins.
With Marlon. I grew up watching that.
Without getting too far, sorry, how great was it? Because Marlon was, like, this little chicken, and Jim was the guy who was doing stuff.
Yeah, the big guy, Jim, yeah.
Yeah, so Marlon would be like, okay, I'm sitting here in the truck, and hey, look at Jim trying to feed the lion.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yes. The other guy's at safe distance.
It's so true.
All right. Now, I just want to mention that we're getting into the swing of, I don't know if it's like, you know, product review season or something over here, but suddenly I'm saying yes to some of the press releases we get, and I have gotten us into some really fun stuff.
There's a good looking basket sitting in front of you there, Meg. First of all,
it's too much. Okay, I got a box of Balance bars, these gluten-free, supposedly gluten-free protein, organic, rainforest certified chocolate, dark chocolate. Oh my gosh. And then you tried one earlier, right?
I did. I had the dark chocolate and coconut because I am a sucker for that macaroni taste.
Yeah.
My God. And you put chocolate on it.
And they sent us like a couple of nice totes for the rainforest.
Yes, they did.
Because the Rainforest Alliance.
Yep.
And also these little books, People Against Ugly Notebooks. I really don't know what that's about yet, but we're going to figure it out. It's from Balance Bar, you know.
From Balance Bar. Is the paper made out of something? This is very funny. We're so glad. It says, thank you for your order. We're so glad you no longer have ugly notebooks.
That's and they're these cute little notebooks. Yeah. And I think they're eco-friendly.
They must be.
Then, wait a minute, this basket you're talking about, this cool basket here?
Is that seagrass?
That look like bibs. But what they are is there's 10 or so, they're cloths for, they're cloth paper towels. You know, you keep them on your counter like you would, and just take one off like you would a paper towel.
So it's washable, reusable.
Yes, exactly. I love the idea. So they sent us two. So Mizar's going to put one in her kitchen, and we'll have one in the GD test kitchen.
Hey, what about your good friend Eco Ed here?
I know. I really, I'm and
you
Gina,
know what?
And Gina,
eat a Balance Bar and be quiet.
And then
I'm kidding.
And
I'm
then
kidding.
I want to say
you can have some of my paper towels.
and then I want to say that we're using this paper. We're trying some new paper that's made of sugar cane.
Sugar cane.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's beautiful.
So far, so good.
Obviously,
we're liking it.
Reduces the
What's
need.
The name of the company
it's,
again?
The name of the company is, well, it comes from, oh, it's from Staples.
Staples
it is
has,
from Staples.
Say,
Sustainable
yeah.
Earth.
Sustainable Earth from Staples.
And
yeah.
It's the 20-sheet trial pack, and it's just so nice.
It's nice. It's fluffy. I use the word fluffy. I don't know why, but I like it.
I call it, I think it's silky is what
it's
it is.
Silky. That's probably
a
better
that's
adjective.
That's a good thing.
I have full pads of it, and yeah, it's made of sugar cane, so you're not cutting down trees or using trees for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
So we'll go into more detail with all this stuff, and I just also want to mention that we will be doing a, she's eating it. That's hilarious.
I wanted to see if it tasted good.
It tastes sweet. We're going to be doing a focus, I keep saying this, on skincare products in a rundown. But the fun part is I corresponded with Marsha Mason, the actress. Some of you may remember. She's fabulous. And
Goodbye Girl was one of her big ones, right? With
Richard
Dreyfuss.
But she's doing a lot of new work now. She's on television.
Absolutely.
And anyway, she has a company called Resting in the River that makes beautiful, beautiful skincare products that are biodynamic, organic, herbal, like really luscious, and I haven't used them in a couple of years, but she said not only is she going to send us some product to play with,
yes,
but she's going to come on the show.
Great. Now, I have a question. Yes. Does she make manly products?
Yeah, I think she does.
Our dude over here?
No, I think she does. Yeah, well she good, thinks there's any shaving products for you or something.
Well, it's good to hear, because when I hear resting in the river, coming from Jersey, it's got a whole other meaning.
Oh, yeah, right. Resting in the toxic river, right? No. No, her farm is in New Mexico.
Oh, very
right,
cool.
Right near Shirley MacLaine's place. Okay, so I think we have Elise on the air. Let's get her on the air. Elise?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you're Elise Marshall Jones. I kept calling you Elise Jones. I apologize.
That's okay.
And you work with Green is Universal Initiative?
That's right. I do.
And now, are you in California this week?
I am. I'm out here on vacation. It's spring break for my children.
You've been sort of bi-coastal, right?
I have been. I'm getting ready to make the move, actually.
Oh, jealous. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
We'll be missing her.
Well, missing her is one thing. You're leaving the New York area, Elise?
Yes, I am. I'm going from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Wow.
You go, girl.
Well, good for you. Change is good.
Change is good.
It is. Now, I have to say, the produce out here is great, too.
Yeah, well, there you're lucky because you have a 365 just about. I mean, here we don't get that in the Jersey area. So
no, absolutely.
So tell us a bit about We're All in This Together, which is a new campaign to celebrate Earth Day this year.
That's right. So Green is Universal is NBC Universal sustainability arm, and they have an app called One Small Act, and it's available both for every single mobile user out there. So there's a mobile web as well as iTunes. And what we've done is we have these things called playlists on there, and they're just cool little lists that kind of help you organize your thoughts of one small act that you can do to kind of make the world a better, greener place. And so we have made a great playlist called We're All in This Together, and it's actually built around our top 10 actions that were taken in our app last year.
Okay.
And so, so what we're doing is, since these are very popular with all of our users, that we figured we could encourage more people to do them, and we have, you know, we've created goals to, make sure that we get at least 50 people to complete all of these acts. And if that happens, we've got lots of great, savings that will happen, in terms of waste and energy and, our water and whatnot.
Well, one thing I'll say is that you all have done a great job. I know from doing other fun Twitter parties and whatnot with you and the tree thing we did over Christmas.
Right.
You have a great way of quantifying and letting people know just how much their little act, adds up with everybody else's.
That's right. It makes it just more attainable, I think. If you know that you're doing something that actually, has an impact, it definitely makes it worth doing, I think.
Elise, what were the top 10 last year that kind of catapulted this whole project?
Sure. One is recycle batteries, which is a huge one, and I actually did not know until recently that it's illegal to not recycle batteries in a lot of places.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've been doing that forever.
Yeah. So recycling batteries is one. Use a coffee cup, water bottle, glassware, and flatware at work.
These are like no-brainers to me.
Absolutely. And things like use less paper at work. Things that, a lot of us like to think we're doing and are doing. And so, hey, give yourself credit for it. And
right.
When you do give yourself credit for it, you kind of get these points and you can earn badges. And, it's a lot of fun.
Elise?
Pass yourself on the back.
My score is 4,225.
Hey, that's pretty awesome. I'm right there with you. I'm 4,855.
Dadgum, I got to beat you now, honestly.
Yes.
And I have, is this the sun badge? See, this is the competitive person in me coming out. The sun, is that a badge that I've received, the sun badge?
Yeah, you've gotten it. Now, let me tell you a little secret about this wonderful app. You can also go online and do it, and you can earn more badges as well.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
See, I think I've been doing it online. I had to get rid of the app. My phone was overwhelmed with apps recently.
Well, you got to get rid of them.
I apologize, but I had to do to get rid of one small act.
I'm confessing. You know what, Megan? You got to stop playing solitaire.
I know. It's the problem. No, seriously, because I know I can go online and play, so I figured, all right, for now, and then I'll reinstall it, so I don't have it at my fingertips to tell you what my score is.
I love this app. I love the colors. I love everything about it. I love the fact you have the dashboard.
It's actually exciting to play. You know, yeah. You feel like you're playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly right.
And you can get in, you can get your friends in on it, and you can compete, like you said, and there, you know, we even can see on the online site, like, who's earned the most points that week, and, you know, it's cool. It's
okay,
fun.
Now you see Eco Ed Schwartz, our green dude Ed, is now downloading it, and I know the competition is on.
Oh, it's on.
I have thrown down the gauntlet, haven't I, Ed?
Actually, she's got awesome. 4,800 scores, so she's going to be the target.
Yes,
not
Elise. Elise. Yeah. Who's your top scorer? I mean, do you have people? What is the top score, Elise?
You know what? There are over 400 actions on here.
I know.
And they range in point value from 5 points up to 50 points. And so, and we're always adding new ones. So
you're constantly have to, obviously, perfect, keep people challenged.
Now,
absolutely, and we're always taking suggestions, too. So anytime you have an act that you feel like you can't find on there and you want to add because you're doing it or you know you're going to do it and you know you want to earn points for it, shoot us an email.
Here's
we'll make sure it gets in there.
So now tell us, I think there are also rewards and fun things for this particular We're All Nest Together program. No?
There are. So the first 250 people who earn the We're All In This Together badge, which in order to earn the We're All In This Together badge, you just have to do 3 out of the 10 items that are on our list.
I'm going
to
get it.
And some of the other ones were install a shower timer, switch to natural baby wipes, donate clothes to charity, sell used goods online, drink with your reusable straw, and buy antibiotic and hormone-free meat. And so you got a lot of options, a lot of different things you can do. And so once you earn 3 of those, you get a badge, the We're All In This Together badge. And at that point, you get a prize pack, which consists of a Greenies Universal tote, a Planet Ocean DVD, which, by the way, I encourage all of you just to YouTube it, Planet Ocean. It is amazing. It is beautiful. It's coming out this April, and it is just this, one of those gorgeous visual DVDs that you're going to love. And then you get a choice. Well, then not a choice, but there's 3 other things that will come in your prize pack, one of which is a Universal Greenies Universal T-shirt, a water bottle, or a pencil kit.
Elise, is this online or on the smartphone?
It's both.
How come I don't have it? I have a sun badge, but I do like...
What are your badges? Your badges, let me see. I'll tell you how to get to them. It's there. So when you get into your, let me find your profile. I think it'll.
Do you want my email?
Go into your profile. No.
Oh,
so
profile.
On your
gotcha.
We're on the One Small Act app.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go into your profile and it will tell you the badges that you.
So in general,
if
someone doesn't have the app, how can they find out about the app and this program? What's the best way for them to get started with this?
It doesn't look
like
it's linked to Twitter.
To go to the Greenies Universal website, and on our blog, we have an information about We're All In This Together. And you know, as soon as you actually go onto Greenies Universal, there's a pop-up talks to you about the app, and you can click on that immediately.
Okay.
And it will tell you where you can access it and how to download it and whatever mobile browser you're on. And then and it kind of gets you started from there.
I'm going to get one of the reward kits. Yay, I'm going for it.
Well, I've got the We're All In This
Unless
Together.
Unless it's too late.
I don't know if it is, but now when it has the arrow there, and then do I have to link to Facebook? Is that what I have to do?
No, you don't. You can. That would be wonderful.
Oh, I will.
But no, you're good. You're golden. If you have the badge up there, we know about it.
Oh.
You'll be getting an email from us around April 9th, which is actually when the We're All in This Together promotion ends, and we're going to start talking about our awesome activities around Earth Week.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're helping NBC, which has a wonderful platform, to really help get the word out that it isn't that difficult to make a difference. So thank you for all the work you're doing, Elise, and we'll
thank
talk to you again pretty soon. Maybe we'll
after the 9th.
Yeah, wait, there you go.
Well, you know, after Earth Day, see how it went.
How about that?
Yeah, because you're gonna the thing that we're doing for Earth Week is just super duper cool. So as soon as I have more information about it, I'll send it to you, and maybe I can come back on and talk about it.
Perfect. Hope so.
Dynamite.
Thanks so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy
have
your trip. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's cool.
Really neat little project.
I love it.
Well, I love that they really are. It's a company that is making, you know, trying to make a difference using their platform, their media audience.
And they're huge.
Right.
Right? If you go to the webpage, what I think is really cool, you know, NBC is just one entity. They have CNBC, MSNBC, they have the Peacock. All the logos are redone in green at the bottom
of
the page.
I know. It's so cool. All right, let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to EcoEd about e-waste. We have lots more coming up, so please stay tuned.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Want to help your pets go green? Some fun and useful ideas coming up in a moment. I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com. If you have a dog, cat, bird, horse, ferret, or other living creature from the animal kingdom that you share your life and home with, you'll want to learn about natural pet care products that are not only safer for your furry or feathered friend, but also easier on the environment, too. Here are some websites and blogs that I recommend. For safe, natural, and earth-friendly toys and treats, westpawdesign.com. For an amazing array of eco-friendly pet products, ecopets.com. For news on a variety of natural pet ideas and products, care2.com. For great in-depth stories on all things pets, petnewsandviews.com.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Hi, my name is Marielle Hemingway, and you're listening to Green Divas radio show. You're going to get great information. You're going to have a good time.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
All right. So EcoEd, yeah. E-waste, EcoEd. This is big.
Okay. This is one of those subjects that's really interesting because in this modern world with technology, we have so many conveniences and so many really cool tools at our fingertips, which is a blessing. But on another side, we have to be a little more responsible about it, because it creates a whole bunch of new challenges also. And
it does.
On the one hand, we'll talk about recycling e-waste and electronic waste, and also either reusing it or donating things or repurposing them. But at the same time, one of my little pet peeves is what you spoke about before, built-in obsolescence.
I hate planned obsolescence.
It's really irritating.
It is. And you know what? Since the dawn of the modern age, somebody figured it out.
Yeah,
and
it's
I know
a marketing
this,
thing. Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah.
So.
You know, you buy a pair of pantyhose. I don't know who wears much of this anymore. They run. You put your thumb through it.
Can I admit that on the show?
What?
Can I admit that on the show?
Well, okay. You can even try them on. But you put on a pair of pantyhose and they last you once, twice. When my mother in 1931, during World War II in Italy, they had one pair of pantyhose between my mom, her sister, and her grandmother.
And they shared them for weeks.
Forever!
Yeah.
Now, I can't say that they were as silky, but they were still pantyhose. I mean, actually, they were stockings back then.
Oh, yeah.
And they lasted forever.
Right. So how do we get that back into our electronic, age?
No, I think one of the key things is, I remember, my parents had that Hoover vacuum cleaner that had they had owned since they bought their first home, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and it was still working. So the first thing we want to look for is buying quality.
Right.
That's always first and foremost. And it's a different mindset, too, because on the one hand, you know, we do want to have a growing economy. We don't want to, you know, make any statements that are going to push us back into a recession and stop people from actually going out and purchasing. But by the same token, take care
of things.
Smart,
yeah.
There's certain companies out there that have so many new product launches so regularly. We won't mention them by name. Apple.
Yeah, but, I know.
Who?
Apple.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, but do they have to make a different, for instance, you know, a different charger for every freaking release?
Different must-have for every release and all different chargers.
Yeah,
I've got a drawer in my house full of chargers, which are the combination of the wall chargers, the car chargers, and the... As soon as you get a new device, then they're all obsolete.
Like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
It's additional revenue for them, but it creates a whole other stream of waste.
So let's talk about this e-waste, because it's a beast.
Sure, and more you're seeing that a lot of items aren't even acceptable into landfills anymore because the materials are too hazardous.
Right.
So,
like things that have mercury or lead in them, right?
Exactly.
Well, actually, there's a whole lot of metal, like, you know, weird, rare metals in some phones and stuff, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
what are you saying, though? That companies make these products with those things so that they are recycled and they can get a benefit going in, like putting it out on the market and taking it, putting it into the market and out of the market?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
They're usually doing it just to sell more product and to get you to spend a larger amount with them. So that's not what they're looking at. But you do have these products and landfills. You can't even put into a normal landfill products like, I remember the old thermometers or anything with mercury.
I loved those.
Oh, those were great. Or TVs. TVs are the old CRT screens or monitors. They won't even take those in regular garbage anymore because they have content of hazardous chemicals and lead. You will find more and more. You can recycle your e-waste, and that can be at your municipal facilities or if they have special pickups, or even repurpose them. A lot of times we'll take our cell phones, and you can strip off your personal information and then donate those to charities.
I do it at
every single... Well, the battered women's shelters
usually
take them. Verizon around here.
Do you know what
that?
I urge everybody to do? Put out an email to everybody in your office, because I am convinced, and I did this, that people have old cell phones cluttering up a junk drawer.
They don't
know what to do with them.
Yeah.
You create a a cardboard collection box on your desk and say, I will take care of these. Make sure you wipe it clean, and I will be the one to take it to either the local police station or the battered women's shelter or whomever for reusing and repurposing. But write that email. Blanket your office.
One statistic that we used when we did a story on this, it's that we produce 20 to 50 metric tons of e-waste every year. That's even hard to imagine how much that is. But only about 16% of that, 16% gets recycled. That means there's an awful lot of stuff. And even the recycled stuff you have to be careful of.
Yeah, and it should all be recycled because there's two key things about it. One is it's got hazardous materials in it. And the other is the opposite. It's got valuable materials in it.
Right.
You've got all these metals. You've got gold in there. You've got copper, palladium, a lot of these rare earth metals that are actually very expensive. So that's why more and more you're seeing these e-waste recycling programs, because it's actually a very valuable thing that we're talking about.
But you just have to be careful, because some of them are basically almost scams where they send them overseas to China, and they're little children in China playing in this kind of toxic waste dump.
Yeah,
that's
we've all
terrifying.
Seen that. So a lot of municipalities go through a pre-screening
Thank
of the
you.
Suppliers
yeah.
to make sure that it does end up being done properly as opposed to
as it should be. Because
country.
In the end, if that hazardous waste gets into the aquifers, the groundwater, into the air, it's going to affect all of us.
And like we say, it's one big planet that we're all part of. So if it does end up,
in China, it's not going to help us here either in the long run. Thank you so much, Ed. This is a huge topic. We're going to put more information on thegreendivas.com. Stay tuned.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
Even with a migraine, Mizar managed to get have some fun.
I did.
Look at this cute thing. We're going to take a picture. I'm going to take a picture of this and post it on my new Instagram thing.
Listen, I did this, this little sort of jelly bean or candy container. When my children, it is a cat food container.
It's like all the ones that
yes, it is
from the lids you made last week.
It absolutely is, and I made these little, like if you're having a party and you want to put a little place setting in front of everybody or and fill it with candy. I did this probably 15 years ago when my kids were like 5 and 4 or what have you. It's just the cutest little thing, and then you can even have them make their own designs on there. You can have fat rabbits and skinny rabbits, and you done.
Nope.
Not yet? Hold on. Let's do this. Is this better if I do that?
Take
that
because I want you in the picture.
Oh, you want me in the picture?
I want you in the picture.
How's that?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
No, I can't see it that well. Sorry.
All right.
It's
that's fine. Do that there. Okay.
Go.
No
there
problem. So, you know, you go into, and Easter's one of those holidays. I found nothing for Passover. Really, nothing for Passover. But it's not as commercialized as Easter is.
Yeah, and I think from traveling in the desert for however many years, there wasn't much waste produced anymore.
I'll have to look up sand Passover repurposing. There you go. All right. So let's cut to the chase. The other thing, too, is I have Green Diva Gina, who took it upon herself to take a look at some stuff. Gina, what did you find? Because it's really cool, and I'm going to put it on the post once you send me all the info.
Sure. So I was thinking back to my Easter traditions at home, and I had two Easters. The Greek Easter and the American Easter. But I know for the American Easter, my mom made these cute little baskets, and she filled them with, well, sorry, the Easter Bunny filled the baskets full of candy. And sorry if I just spoiled that for everybody here. And, you know, little presents here and there. But she always bought this Easter grass that was just, you know, it's plasticky, it's itchy.
Yeah, right, right.
You buy a couple bags of it.
And whoever heard of pink grass, for God's sake.
Yeah, and you either have to store it every year with your Easter baskets and your other holiday decorations, or you just throw it away and buy new Easter grass every year. And so I was searching online, and I found that there's Easter grass candy.
How cool is that?
That is so cool.
So there's multiple colors. The most popular color is green, but there's a website called Candy Warehouse where you can order them, and it's shipped quickly to you, so it could arrive, you know, during the Easter season, anytime now.
Yep.
And instead of, you know, having the annoying grass, you have a tasty treat.
It's like cotton candy in a basket or shredded peeps.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it kind of looks like Twizzlers. I mean, you kind of could use Twizzlers
shredded
if you think
peeps,
about it.
That's hilarious.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. Yummy. But, and then there are some really clever things to do with eggshells,
eggshells.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah.
I found one that I love with real eggshells. And you take it out and you, well, don't forget, I should talk about this too, but we will in a minute. You take it, and I think to do it the best way is to try to crack the egg two-thirds up, just kind of like taking the top off.
Yeah.
Put some dirt in there, in each one. If you think ahead, you can get it done, you know, so that you have your centerpiece for Easter. If you don't, go out and buy a tray of wheatgrass. Break up it and put each like clumps into these eggshells.
Oh, how cute.
It is so refreshing and so
really
fresh.
I want to see a picture of that. Yeah,
I will. It'll be on. I'll post it.
Oh, okay.
I will post it. And then what else? You found even painting old plastic ones.
Yeah, you can do the same things with just old plastic ones. You can paint them white, or say if you wanted a certain look or color, you can just, you know, paint the other bottom half of them and plant different things in them. You can use them to make tea lights.
I like that. We saw a picture of that. We'll post that.
There's a beautiful picture of someone who just took like an old bench and they just lined up, you know, 8 to 12 of these little bottom Easter eggs and just made these little tea lights.
Okay, and before we wrap, because this is a really cool one, you know, before they created dyes in a plastic box, they had dyes. People were dyeing things in Sumeria and Mesopotamia. I'm guaranteeing you that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Use red onion leaves, onion skins, yellow onion skins, turmeric, beets, cabbage.
Blueberries.
Blueberries, but red cabbage makes
purple?
Like...
purple?
No, robin's egg blue eggs.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. So you can look it up. Of course, I'll post links as well. It's a little bit work intensive, but the eggs come out so cool.
Right.
And also old silk ties. And I will post a link to that as well to dye your Easter eggs.
Oh, I've seen that.
Have you?
I love it. I've never
that
done it.
Amazing.
Yeah. Never done that, but
amazing.
I want to do that. Yeah. I have to retire one of Wayne's ties for that.
Well, or go to the Salvation Army.
All right. Well, listen, you're going to have to post that like today.
Well, I'll
afternoon.
Get it done. Yeah. That migraine set me back.
I know.
It'll get done.
I know. But that way people might have some fun before Easter. All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Beth Terry.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
All right.
Well,
okay. I'm really so, like, not on the ball with that.
Spring fever.
I know. God.
Yeah.
Is Beth on the line?
All right, great.
Let's get Beth on the air. Hello, Beth Terry. Beth?
I can barely hear.
Oh, no. Hello, hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Huh. You sound like you're coming from across
the room. I can hear her.
She does sound so good. Hang up the phone. Maybe that'll help.
I'll hang up?
Yep. Hello?
Oh, now I hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Awesome. Thanks so much for calling in. I'm so glad we finally get to do this.
I know, really.
So you've been very busy with your latest book.
My only book.
Okay, why did I think you had... I thought it was a... I apologize. And it's My Plastic Free Life?
Well, my blog is called My Plastic Free Life. The book is called Plastic Free, How I Kicked the Plastic Habit and How You Can Too.
Okay. I will get that correct on the blog post so that everybody can find you and the book. I apologize.
But, Beth, this is not easy to do this. To kick the plastic habit, because it's all around us. I mean, what do you, if you were to tell somebody, start here, where would here be?
Well, first of all, it's not one size fits all, because everybody's lifestyle is a little bit different. So I tell people how I started. I just started with bringing my own bag to the grocery store.
That's a good start.
And not letting myself off the hook if I forgot. And there's actually a funny story in my book where my husband and I were on vacation in Southern California. And we went into a Safeway or a Vons or one of those kind of stores and forgot to bring our bags with us when we were traveling and ended up carrying out produce balled up in our shirt.
But you know what, Beth? I have done that. I've put everything right back into the cart and then put it in the car, because that's generally where I leave my bags, and fill it up then. I mean, I've done that, but the shirts, well...
That's funny.
That is funny.
I wish you had a picture of that.
I think we were on foot. Aww. I don't think we had a car, so wasn't an option.
Wow.
Just had to get it back to our hotel.
That's dedication.
Yeah. But, you know, and the other thing is, so I've gotten my plastic waste down to about 2% of the U.S. average, but I started this almost 6 years ago now, and I didn't do it all at once. You know, I was still using up the stuff that I already had and slowly trying to figure out alternatives. What could I do for various types of foods that I eat? What could I do for different kinds of personal care products? How would I wash my hair? How would I do all that kind of stuff? And I just took it step by step, and because I knew myself, and I knew that if I tried to do it all at once, it would just be a recipe for failure, and I would get frustrated, and I would give up. So that's really my biggest advice to people that want to reduce plastic in their lives, is just go step by step. Don't try to do it all at once. And that's how I wrote the book, to give people a guide that would sort of...
Yeah, I like that. It's very, you know, it's realistic. It doesn't make you feel like, you know, poo, because you can't just do it all at once.
Right, but you know what, Beth? You mentioned something. Wash your hair. And before, and at the beginning of the show, we were talking about, you know, just go into your bathroom and take a look around you.
Right.
I use bar soap, and I put it in an old sock, so I have all the bar soap and all the slivers, and I have an old camp sock, and it's beautiful because it also exfoliates while you clean. But what do you do for shampoo? I mean, where do you find shampoo that is not in a plastic bottle? Conditioner, toothpaste, your toothbrush.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't use body wash. What do you do?
I have a whole chapter called on personal care and cleaning.
Yeah,
so
yeah, she does.
There are some really cool companies that make shampoo and conditioner bars that are just like a bar of soap, except it's actually shampoo.
Yeah,
and some
very cool.
One of my favorite companies is called Chagrin Valley, Chagrin Valley. And there's I just actually ordered a henna bar from them. It's bar shampoo.
Oh, nice.
Henna in it.
Lighten the hair for the summer?
Well, darken for me.
Oh, darken? Why did I think henna was lightening? All right, I'll be quiet.
Wait, you darken your hair? Is that called artificial intelligence?
That can darken your hair. So that's one. But if you go on Etsy.com also, there are, and just Google or type in shampoo bar, or conditioner bar, you'll find a ton of them.
You know what? I had a very gratifying moment because my daughter, who's 22, she is a body wash junkie, and she just loves it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For Christmas, I bought her some very expensive, but they don't have to be, but some very expensive. She's got this thing about, I have to be moisturized, ma'am, you know. And just yesterday she said to me, Mom, I'm actually loving the soap. I said, fine, no more body wash.
Yeah, you know, right.
Because it's plastic.
Now, you mentioned like toothbrushes. Now, I have seen, and I don't know if you've ever used any, Beth, and I haven't tried them yet, but there are bamboo toothbrushes, there are wooden toothbrushes. Have you ever used any?
I have. I like a bamboo toothbrush, and there's a new company out now called Brush with Bamboo that has a bamboo toothbrush that's kind of curved, the handle, so that it fits in your hand a little bit better, and it also has curved bristles. Now, there is not a perfect toothbrush for someone who might be a vegetarian like me. So,
right.
Your choices are, you can either get a wood or bamboo toothbrush that has nylon bristles, and nylon is a type of plastic, and so the bristles are not going to be compostable, but the rest of it is. Or there's also a brush that you can get that's made with pig bristles, you know, the hair of a pig.
Yeah, kind of
coarse, yeah.
Did you guys say ooh just now?
Well, I can see why you would, but I wouldn't have an issue with it. Ed is sitting here going, no way.
Hey, wait, I'm on the radio. That's not supposed to show.
Well, no, you're like shaking your mug, you know. All's fair. Ed is going, it's like, no, he's like shaking his head.
We tell on each other on the show all the time.
So I actually use the one with the nylon because I'm a vegetarian and the pig bristles are a byproduct of the meat industry. But I think if you eat meat, then maybe you shouldn't have a problem with that.
Now, Ed, why would you have a problem with that?
Is he Jewish?
I don't think he would.
No, you know what? If you think about it logically, there's probably no reason other than the fact that it's pig's hair.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I love is...
But, you know, well, let's call it porcine hair.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, some people have porcine valves in their hearts and, you know, keeps them alive.
It does.
So now I just wanted to say that I love Beth's approach to this because it is very inclusive of a variety of lifestyles and not... like all about guilt, like if unless you, you know, eliminate plastic from your life, you know, you're a poop. So, you know, I
don't think I even used the word poop once.
No, I was trying to be polite just about the, you know, the message is really, you know, it's a great message.
You know, maybe in the cloth diaper section.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I bet she used the word poop there.
Poopy. There you go.
But it is great, Beth, because, you know, I've looked at it and it is a logical approach. And like we said before, little steps are things that everyone can do and everyone can make some progress.
Well, I do think it's so much about becoming aware and really, you know, being mindful when we have options that are reachable for us.
They're out there.
That, you know, to begin to make those choices when we can. Because you can't make an option, you know, I was just thinking, you know, this microphone. I don't know about a wooden microphone. You know what I mean? A lot of electronics you just can't use.
Well, we cannot send up smoke signals to do the show.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, we can't do it that way.
Or medical things that require, you know, right at this point, it's life-saving plastic. You know, what are you going
to
do?
But you know what? We do need companies to be responsible and to research safer and healthier alternatives. Because, you know, when it comes to medical, there are all these babies that are being... you know, preemies that are on sort of life support systems, and those bags, those IV bags, have all kinds of toxic chemicals.
Oh, that's upsetting. That's upsetting.
Well, that and babies being born with BPA in their umbilical cords,
yeah,
too.
On the one hand,
pre-polluted.
On the one hand, we're saving their lives, but on the other hand, how are we poisoning them in the long term?
So, well, I agree.
So
I think they're...
So we definitely need companies to be, as scientists, to be looking at alternatives that can do both, you know, that can be safe, can save lives, and also be safe when it comes to the toxicity issues.
Well, and that, and I also like the idea of companies being more responsible for what they're producing and its life cycle and how we can reuse, like, you know, companies like TerraCycle that are getting creative with, you know, collecting plastic and making more stuff out of it rather than, you know, putting it in the landfill for 500 years and, you know, making more.
Yeah.
Beth, which companies, apart from your love of Virgin Atlantic Airlines, Airlines because I was reading
funny.
About
yeah.
Well, I thought it was great because I share your fear. And my kids always say to me, Mom, you got your happy pills? And I said, yeah, okay, because I'm a very bad flyer. But apart from Virgin Atlantic, what other companies are making, I mean, what are your favorite companies, let's say, making strides to be a little less full of plastic or to create the awareness, per se?
Well, one of my favorite companies for purchasing alternatives to plastic is a Canadian company called Life Without Plastic, and it's just lifewithoutplastic.com. And they are constantly developing and researching new products to replace the types of plastic things that we have in our lives. Some of my favorite companies are small businesses. You know, people on Etsy, like I said before, Etsy.com. It's just individual crafts, people making all sorts of things. You can write to them. You can say, please don't send me any plastic packaging, and they won't.
Yeah.
And then there are bigger companies that are working to reduce their plastic footprint. I mean, Patagonia is a company that's pretty responsible because they not only are trying to get people to recycle their clothing, but they also want people to not buy new stuff if they can avoid it, and to sell each other, you know, the used stuff instead of buying things new.
Their executives had a great piece just this week where they were talking about reducing consumption and reducing your purchasing, which is so counterintuitive.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Patagonia, they're...
The message was wonderful, though.
Yeah.
It was so refreshing to hear.
Yeah. It's the opposite of what most companies endeavor to do, which is just to get people to buy more and more and more stuff.
I wish I had...
That's part of the message of the book, too. It's just asking ourselves, what do I really need, and is this really going to make me happy?
Right. Need as opposed to want.
Right, right. Or convenience, or what we've come to perceive as convenience. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal, although... taking my glass container to the takeout, you know, to my little takeout restaurant, saying, "Hey, could you put that in here, please, instead of that plastic?" I really loathe styrofoam and plastic containers.
I
you
do
know?
That too. People in town think I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, Ed, are you kidding? Really? Listen, I have no qualms, no shame at all.
I was pretty excited. My daughter, for my birthday, my big birthday a month ago, bought me a cover for my iPhone that is 100% certified recycled plastic and aluminum, which I think is pretty cool. I mean, you know, and I love that, you know, look, plastic exists. We might as well, you know, for what we do have, start to find ways to reuse it. And you know, so I'm grateful for that innovation.
I think it's really important that we reuse it in ways that are useful, you know. Like I can see using buying an umbrella or a raincoat made out of recycled plastic, because those are things that need to be waterproof.
Yep.
I'm not so crazy about some of the recycled plastic bags and things like that I see, because a lot of them are just, it just seems like, oh, you're just trying to figure out a way to keep using disposable products and then making them into bags, and then those bags don't get recycled. So
right,
you know, I think we have to look at how this stuff is being recycled. But
yeah, I think that's all what your book really talks about, and what I find refreshing is just the concept of awareness and really thinking through the life cycle, especially of plastic products.
Beth, was there one thing that was harder than others to give up?
Yeah, well, I was a junk food addict. I mean, I was living on energy bars and frozen microwavable dinner.
Blech.
And fast food. But, but you know, I didn't want to cook. I just wanted to stick everything in the microwave. And those plastic trays, I mean, if your listeners do nothing else, they should stop microwaving in plastic.
Yes.
I don't microwave at all. I don't have one.
Well, if you, right. So that's probably even better. But I had to... I mean, I thought I would find something plastic-free that I could stick in the microwave, and it just doesn't exist, because anything that is leak-proof has some kind of plastic in it.
Yeah.
It's paper, it's filled with plastic.
Yeah.
So I just had to learn how to eat whole food, and I'm a lot healthier for it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of reasons to do that, but it is an adjustment, because it's a little bit more effort, you know.
Yeah.
But a worthwhile one. I am so thrilled that you're doing what you're doing, and I think you're making an impact. I see you everywhere, and your articles and your posts and the book, and I hope we'll get to talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Megan. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm glad you called in, and we'll have everybody, should they go to your blog to find information?
Yeah, they can go to myplasticfreelife.com.
Yep.
And also, if they want the book, it's called Plastic Free. It's sold everywhere books are sold. It's in hardback in bookstores, Amazon. It's an electronic book as well. Or they can just come to my website.
Excellent. Well, go to her website, and we'll put it all on our website for the show. For this show,
it's so. Fun reading, too, Beth.
It is.
I really enjoyed the couple of blog posts that I read. So thank you for all of that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Beth. Take care.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, that's another huge topic.
Yeah, I was thinking about, as we were talking about, what do I do to get rid of the tube of toothpaste? Because I hate those tubes.
Mm.
And here's how green I am. I cut them in half when I can't get any more out. And I can actually get, I don't know.
Yeah, two or three.
Oh, no.
A week?
A week's worth of toothpaste out of there. Also because you're not supposed to put toothpaste across the top of your whole. You just need a pearl size. You see the TV and they glob this stuff on.
Because they want you to use more.
Well, they want you to use more. So don't do it, folks. Add a pearl size dab of toothpaste. And then, yes.
Well, here's the deal. Is there are ways to make homemade toothpaste?
Well,
baking soda.
Cinnamon and mint and stuff. So I keep... I've been going over that in my mind, actually, even before we started talking about this. I'd like to convince the rest of my family to do this. And that's the bigger challenge there.
That is a big
for
challenge.
For sure.
And now she's scaring me, because as I'm thinking of that One Small Act app, hearing some of her habits is actually getting me scared. It's going to be a tough challenge here.
Oh, please.
No.
Oh, please.
No.
Oh, yes, it is, Megan. Megan, you're supposed to be sticking up for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, I don't think any of these things are that difficult. I mean, I think...
No, the challenge is the tough challenge is to beat me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I totally forgot
that you two were in the challenge thing.
The One Small Act.
I was thinking,
act.
Why is he talking about... About now, I get it.
I
would be nervous if I were you, Ed. Sorry, that is a no-brainer. I love you, Ed, but
except that Ed always wears a green shirt when he comes in here. Maybe I should start doing that as well. And it's a lovely olive green, which has been my favorite color forever.
Olive drab.
I love it.
I think there was a competition because all of a sudden a few years ago people started realizing I've never seen him not wearing green.
Really?
Yeah.
How many shirts do you have?
Seven. Is normal.
They're all green.
They're all green.
I have a lot of green stuff too, and I didn't realize it. My mother said, "Why do you like the olive green so much?" I said, "I don't know, Mom. I've always liked it. It's always been my color."
Well, it's a good color on you. What doesn't look so good on me? Trust me. Mama not so looks so good on me.
No, she doesn't look so good.
So listen, we've burned up another hour. We've had a lot of fun. Thank you, everybody. Next week we have Betsy Eco Novice, who's one of our Green Sisterhood members.
I love being a member of the Green Sisterhood.
And we are. So we're excited about talking to Betsy, and we'll have more information about that. Please go to the blog later today. We will have all this information posted for you. Gina's working hard on that.
And as always, it's great to see you all. Green Divas, I love you.
Oh, and we love you too, Green Dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know, because I always
catch up.
Wait, hold on a second. I always know to pick up the slack when Megan turned, but I didn't know whether she signed off or not. So, Ed,
you've been listening to the Green Diva.
Goodbye.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's thegreendivas.com.
This is the best part, though.
And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.